Now, a few of the stories burning up the tubes, so to speak. News you're more likely to find forwarded to you by email than in any newspaper. Call it viral news. First, if you think YouTube is all silliness and fluff, check this out. A New York City police officer was videotaped ramming a bicyclist to the ground. It happened during a critical mass protest when die-hard bike riders take over city streets. Holding the camera, a tourist standing in Times Square. Here's a bit of tape. The video was posted on YouTube anonymously last week and has been viewed more than a million times so far. The officer was later identified as 23-year-old NYPD rookie Patrick Pogan. He's now been stripped of his badge and gun and is on desk duty while the department investigates. Now, these days you can probably search your local public library's catalog online, even reserve a book and go pick it up. But if you're in Woodridge, Illinois, looking through the catalog of Reed Memorial Library, you might get some odd search results. Like this one, 10-inch angel food cake pan. Or this, cake pan, lamb, cuddly. Yes, along with the books, Reed Memorial Library has a couple hundred cake pans in circulation. The molds come in the form of popular themes and characters, everything from Alf to Yosemite Sam.
Great horny toads!
By the way, we read about this on the blog for pop culture aware librarians, popgoesthelibrary.com. Don't you just love the internet? The idea of loaning out pans is spreading like sheet cake at a birthday party. Libraries in Ohio, Nebraska, and Iowa already have collections. Oh, and if you're desperate for a cake pan of SpongeBob SquarePants or Thomas the Tank Engine, bad news, they're checked out this weekend. In a second, we'll talk to one of NPR's own librarians, and here's why. Last week, we aired a story about astronomers who recreated the historical conditions of Julius Caesar's landing in Britain. Here's what I said at the top of that story. Let's go even further back now, to the year 55 BCE. Rome's Julius Caesar... Did you catch that? I called the year 55 BCE rather than the traditional BC. BCE stands for Before the Common Era, while BC means Before Christ. Well, we got two emails about this. First, listener Judy Cohn wrote to say, I noticed the speaker used the term BCE. I resent her use of this term. Since when did we change from BC to BCE? Then Eleanor Ware of Pittsfield, Massachusetts wrote in, Thank you for your usage of BCE. It was a courtesy very much appreciated. Is this usage also used elsewhere on NPR or your own? Time for a call to the hardest working reference librarian in radio, Key Molesky.
Reference Library, this is Key.
Hi, Key, it's Andrea.
Hi.
So, since when did NPR use the term BCE rather than BC?
Well, it isn't being used exclusively one way or the other. Some reporters and hosts have used BC, some use BCE before the Common Era, but we don't really have a policy.
Now, this is not just something that NPR is using. How long has this term been around?
For the last several decades, you start to see, first in scientific and academic journals, use of the terms BCE and CE.
CE meaning Common Era rather than AD, Anno Domini.
Right, because the term Common Era is religiously neutral.
Okay. Key, thanks very much.
Okay.
See you later.
You're welcome.
Bye. NPR's reference librarian, Key Molesky.